Good morning, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. If you love fishing as much as I do, you're really going to like listening to my old buddy, Luke Clayton, for the next hour.
Thanks, Bill. This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper outdoors column that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers and is on the pro staff of Gearhead Archery, Air Force Air Guns, Sightmark, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Nielsen Specialty Bullets, and feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guest for this week's show.
Well, folks, it is now campfire time, and our buddy Larry Wysoon is standing by. This segment each week is always brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Texas Wildlife Association, the Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma, and Striper Express. Bill carries Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Now, I think Mr. Wysoon is standing by, ready to talk some hunting with us. Is that right, Larry?
You're right. You know, we're in some interesting times right now. You know, I've been around a few years, and I bet you've never seen anything like we're going through right now, and I know I haven't either.
Larry,
I've been confined kind of to a house a time or two, but it was because that helicopter crash or something else. You know, I couldn't get out. But, you know, this is an interesting time in a lot of different ways. But it's also an interesting time in a very positive way, too, isn't it? It's finally given me an opportunity to sit down and do a little bit more writing that I've been wanting to do. And I'm not much on cleaning guns, to be honest with you, but I've kind of been setting aside like a gun a day or 2 days, you know, every other day kind of thing to clean all my guns. So I'm finding plenty of things to be occupied with. And,
yep.
You know, you're involved in so many different things. We, of course, do the radio, and you write as well, too. And you live where you can kind of get out a little bit without getting in anybody's face. But, you know, you and Jeff have got a really good, and I'm not sure what do you call it, a vlog, or what do you call it that y'all do?
You know, Larry, I, for lack of a better term, just a little weekly homespun outdoor show, honestly. It's a video show. We call it A Sportsman's Life. And that's what, let's do that today. Let's talk about things that we can do, Larry, during times such as this, when everybody, maybe we're throttled down a little bit on travel and stuff like that. Let's talk about things that all of us can do. And we will hit, thank you for mentioning that. We'll hit on that. It's called A Sportsman's Life, and it's every week. And it's actually real life stuff. You know, Jeff and I, neither one of us are outdoor well,
you're outdoor people.
That's what we are.
Know what they're doing, which is a whole lot different from somebody that is a quote unquote these days professional hunter, professional fisherman. Which I always get tickled at whenever that term is mentioned.
I know you do. Well, folks, I know Larry real well, and I've spent a lot of time with him. And he happens, all bragging aside, Larry happens to be a very knowledgeable outdoors guy. But he's also a celebrity, so that's good, too. Anyway, back to a sportsman's life. And Jeff and I, well, this past week, Jeff and his wife went down to their place there, their ranch up on Lake Fork and up on the upper end, and did some creek fishing. I did a little piece on the creek fishing last week during a rainstorm. I'd get rained out, but I caught probably 12 white bass and catfish and crappie, and had a little by myself down there, a fish fry.
Perfect.
So Jeff did. He caught a bunch of them this past week. So that's the show this past week for people to go to. A Sportsman's Life on YouTube. Folks, you can go to YouTube and just search out A Sportsman's Life. And Larry, we watch them on the big screen, on the big TV, you know. You can go to
Absolutely.
To YouTube and just type in what you're looking for. It's a lot, and it's filmed in high definition where you could play it on, you know, the quality is good on big screen. So,
oh, heck yeah.
So we do that. And I wrote a newspaper column last week about, I think it was titled Luke's Definition of Social
Distancing.
That's a new term. I haven't memorized it yet. And then picture me out on that creek by myself, you know. But how to still – we're still outdoors people, and you can't take that away from us. If I had to be laid up, I'd still be thinking about the outdoors. So,
absolutely.
Another way on Facebook, Larry, is there's a very interesting – fellow friendly, it's called Friendly up in Northeast Texas.
Right.
Actually, Lee Buffington is his name of all things. But he was a Zig Ziglar. Zig was his best friend, and he worked with Zig for years. Well, Lee has a deal called Friendly. We'll call him Friendly. That's what he likes to be known as. It's a weekly or actually Friendly News. You can go on Facebook and like Friendly News. He's very entertaining, but he runs our show there, too. You can always watch it there. So that's how you watch a sportsman's life. Now, Larry, I don't know what we want to call it, just a weekly outdoor video, really, is what
it is. It's fantastic to watch. I'm going to go back and look at some of the ones that I've seen before. Unfortunately, sometimes I have been watching while I've been trying to do something else, and I'd miss a little bit, and I'd have to rewind. We'll go back and look at a bunch of those. And, you know, you've been doing those. You mentioned YouTube. We now have all of our shows on YouTube as well under Trailing the Hunter's Moon. So you can go to YouTube and look at a lot of the shows that we've got there, and then Blake is adding shows probably even as we speak right now. And then beyond that, you're doing the video thing. I do a weekly podcast called DSC's Untamed Heritage.
Yes. Yep.
And you can go back. I think we're now in like number 31, 32 shows or something like that. It's a weekly show, and they can access that almost any place where you find podcasts. But one of the places is go to blueberry.com/ Untamed Heritage / I think is what they call it, but it's blubrry.com, and it's kind of / Untamed Heritage, and they can go there and subscribe to it, or they can listen to a whole lot of different episodes, or they can get it anywhere that you can find where you might be able to listen to podcasts. So there's a lot of things you can do beyond watching TV all the darn time, and if you get out and walk around a little bit in the community, and it's a great way to get exercise. And all of us know, I don't know if I get confined, I start eating, and I got to find some way to work off some of that food that I'm eating.
So Larry, we are parallel universes right there, buddy. I did a newspaper article about, and here's something real noteworthy. Around here, it's not real easy just to go to the store and buy a loaf of bread right now. I mean, don't know why the shelves don't, they've got plenty of bread is in good supply. But where I'm going with this is about 3 weeks ago, I never thought about bread really being in short supply. Or hard to get, I should say.
Or hard to get.
Right. It's not in short supply. But I did a little deal on Dutch Kettle bread, baking bread.
Yeah.
In the Dutch. Oh, that could have been a mistake for old Luke, because now I've been cooped up, and guess what? It's been raining for about, week before last, it was a lot of rain. So
right.
I've been, actually, to be quite honest with you, right now I have some bread rising as we speak. So you talking about putting on weight, me too. We all have to watch out, because I've been if there's anything better than some good fresh bread with some butter and honey on it, I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm not much of a bread fan until you start talking about the bread you're doing. And then all of a sudden, that's like it's like better than ice cream, as far as I'm
concerned. Oh, my gosh. It is good. So right now, everybody's thinking about people like us, outdoor people, which I'm sure most of our friends listening are outdoor folks, what to do, how to make the most of their time, and which is kind of downtime. Reading is I love to read, and I read honestly all outdoors things. I don't know. My wife says, don't you ever want to read something else? And every now and then, but truly, I don't. I mean, Jim Kilgard is really the way it's pronounced. That wrote Big Red. He's got about 15 books out, and I've got them all.
Yes, sir.
And I, you know, I'll go back and read Outlaw Red once a year or whatever. Rourke, and I've got him. I was reading his stuff last night. So, you know, it's a good time to maybe shift down into a lower gear and just spend a little time catching up on some reading, you know?
Absolutely. To me, these are your great times in that respect, because this thing's not going to last forever. And when it when it is gone, excuse me, when it's passed through, all of us are going to be so blooming busy that, you know, going to go look back and go, gosh, I wish I had taken a little bit more time
yes.
to do this or that when I couldn't get out like I usually do. And so I think that's an important thing to remember is that, you know, it's, we hear a little bit about gloom and doom on all the major networks if you do
yep.
watch TV and excuse me on Facebook and that kind of thing and it's not that way. It's everything's going to get better here again very soon and then like I say we're all going to look back and say, gosh I wish well I didn't have a whole lot of stuff that I could get out and do. I wish I'd have done it.
Yes.
So
yep.
be thinking about those projects you can get done.
That's true, Larry. Well, I know that, you know, your schedule as a speaker, you know, Larry does a lot of after-dinner speaking, you know, to groups and clubs and stuff all over the country. So I know that quietus has been put on that in the past couple of 3 weeks. So that does give you a chance to, you know, to catch up on things, like you mentioned, cleaning your rifles and just stuff.
It really has. I was scheduled to be like in Wyoming a couple of times and Pennsylvania a couple of times, been several places here in the Texas area as well too over the next several weeks, almost every weekend. And with that being by the wayside, it has given me a little bit of time and I've actually, be frank with you, I've kind of enjoyed it.
I know you have.
Run like we normally are.
Well, we are just about out of time for our campfire this week, Larry, but one thing that I'd like to leave our friends with is this. You know, I've got plans to load up the old pickup, head up, and actually fish off in the creek adjacent Jeff's land. I'm gonna go up there probably by myself tomorrow, and just get out. And you know, there's still plenty of things that we can do as outdoor people. What I don't want to do is get in a tight crowd. Anywhere. I mean, you know, I, that's not in the plans, but there's a lot of things, if you think about it, that we can do, you know?
Yes, there are. There are opportunities to get out and go fishing. And, you know, it's really good to stay out in the outdoors when you can. And once this cloud cover passes a little bit, get out in the sunshine. That sunshine
yep.
will help you a lot.
It'll get your mood better, too, Larry, won't it?
Yes, it will.
Well, we're out of time, bud. We're going to be right here with everybody. And Larry and I say, keep smiling. This little period that we're in, it too shall pass. And we'll be right back here having some more fun next week, Larry.
I'm looking forward to it.
Well, folks, while we're in hunting mode here, I want to tell you about some products that I've used a long time, some of them a long time, some of them for a year, but all of them I can guarantee you work. And for many years, I have used Carl Harmon's Ultramatic feeders. Those things, I've got one, folks, that's been in the woods for about 8 years and still works like the day I put it in there. Just I've had to replace the batteries, of course. Got a solar panel on it, keeps the batteries charged. Ultramatic feeders, in my opinion, there is no better deer feeder than these. They're completely concealed. They come in a box. Everything stays dry. It has the timer. Simple to set. And also what you want to look at is the eliminator. It works on centrifugal force and mounts to the 1/4 inch drive motor, and this thing seals off all corn. You know, there's no way a raccoon or squirrel can get in there and rob your corn. So you can learn all about these products at ultramaticfeeders.com or just on our radio website, catfishradio.org. Now, talking about hogs, which I usually have known to do, if you hunt hogs much, you probably hunt them at night. Now, Sightmark makes the Wraith. Now, I used the previous model. It was the Photon RT. I even went back as far as the Photon XT that Sitemark makes. The Wraith is it's a digital day and night scope. It's color during the day. Of course, has the IR for night use. It costs, listen to this, $500. Now, you know, thermal, obviously, is the catch me out. But thermal costs a lot of dollars. No need beating around the bush there. If you are an average hunter that, you know, that's going to be shooting hogs out to, say, 125, 150 yards at night, the digital is going, this Wraith is what you need. The price is $500. How about that? And they do work. So you can check the Wraith out on sitemark.com, or just remember, always go to the radio website. I have a direct link. Go to catfishradio.org, and you can click right there on any of the sponsor links. But the Wraith is something that I want you to check out. It costs $500, and it does get the job done.